This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Show and the Bulldog.
I have a leg injury and a foot injury right
a
now.
A leg and a foot. Are they on the same
side of my body?
Side of your body?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Left.
What happened to you?
I got stung by a bee. And then I think I got stung by another bee.
Oh, come on.
I think I did.
When did this happen?
Last night.
Last night?
Last night. Who knew?
It's Mike Shope.
Huh. Just never thought about getting stung by a bee at night.
I don't know.
But there would still be bees at night.
I guess.
That to sound like the flat earth thing.
Right,
there would, well, the bees just don't disappear when it gets dark.
Okay, but I've never seen one at night.
Well, it's dark.
And the bulldog.
Maybe they would not be out at night, but you disturbed it, so it came out and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, they weren't expecting me.
I'm in here trying to watch the Vietnam War on PBS,
right.
And you're what are you doing sitting down in the chair? This is my time.
You are not supposed to. This is our time.
Right?
That's what the bee said.
Right. So,
on behalf of the other bees.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I'm here by 3 o'clock, but I was late today for maybe the dumbest reason ever. There was a minute where, like, how am I going to get to work?
Really?
Maybe 40 minutes ago.
Car trouble?
Not really.
You got the tire thing still going on? You got the tire thing rectified? It's getting cold. It's winter. You don't want to be dealing with the tire thing.
It seems like that's never really... I'm never really sort of feeling secure. I'm a basketball team up 10 with 4 minutes and with my tires. It always seems possible that I'm going to lose that game. Just not really confident. No. So apologies for just if I can have a minute on this for those of you who are completely unfamiliar with this area. There is construction happening on a road that I take to get here. Sort of it's a cutoff between Niagara Falls Boulevard and Sheridan. Or Maple, not Sheridan, but Maple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took that turn today, and the road is closed.
Oh, behind the,
By the post office.
Right. There's.
Oh, great if you need to mail Christmas cards
and
packages that you can't get to the post office.
I did some shopping over there recently and had to, like, cut through the back alleys of all the big box stores to get out, to avoid going all the way back. I was way in the back by the restaurant over there near the road that's closed, but you couldn't get out of the parking lot. You had to, like, go behind the and just weave through and, like, you know, dodging boxes stacked up and all kinds of stuff. But I got out of there. But so, yeah.
That's kind of what I did, but there's – holiday traffic,
yeah,
all those stores in there,
mm-hmm,
and it was like leaving a Bills game for a few minutes. Like, what am I? Do I turn around? But then what do I do if I go back to that closed road? I don't know. And I can't go straight. And that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Then you get out finally to the point where you can maybe turn right on the boulevard, which is the wrong way.
Mm.
But even that, so many cars.
Right.
And, you know, I turned around. There was an exit there to get onto the boulevard. And eventually I just gave up and managed to turn around and go back through the parking lot. And it was 15 minutes or so. I'm like, I will get there, but
right.
Am I going to have to get back on the Youngman and go to Millersport right, to get to work today?
Right. This is so funny. Like, this was just a week ago. I did the exact same thing and had the same thought. It was in that same window of time, like between 1:45 and 2:15 or so, which is the pocket, which I think, you know, I don't know when you like to get here, but I like to be here in that window at the latest. And it was around then. And I'm like 10 cars back, single file, behind a bunch of stores. I'm not even sure where we're going yet, but I just sort of thought, like, traffic all went, I guess I'll try this. And I just went, okay, and I followed. And like,
get me out of here.
We could have been going anywhere for all I knew. I didn't really even know where we were going.
Get me onto a road.
Right.
A road.
Right.
That's all I need. I have enough time here. Get me to a road.
Well, we're all glad you made it.
Oh, we are. Yeah, so careful over there. It's time now for the famed reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. It's appropriate that it's sponsored by electricians because the electricity around the power rankings is undeniable.
I just got shocked.
Yeah. Well, wait till you hear what I'm about. You're going to throw in a Simpsons character or the Giants, or what are you going to do here? Dallas? Reverse AFC power rankings. We start at the bottom, sort of. 16. That's what reverse means. Come on.
I still got to say Raiders.
Me too.
Were they 16 last week? I don't remember.
They were.
Okay. They belong there.
The Raiders do belong there. It looks pretty bad. And we're at the point in fantasy where it's the playoffs and your main guys can just get completely neutered by the quarterback. That was Bowers last night, mm-hmm, if not also Myers, but it was just so sad. You know, like, guys open, can't get him the ball.
Yeah.
This is a few teams right now, but certainly they're one of them. Yep, 2-12 is tied for the worst record in the NFL with the Giants, who I read, because of their two remaining schedules, have a much better chance of finishing last.
Okay.
Because of who the Giants have left. You want to know who that is? I know they have Philadelphia the last game. Giants go at Atlanta, Indianapolis, at Philadelphia. The Raiders have it easier than that. They have Jacksonville this week. Anyway, 2-12.
Nowhere at quarterback. The coach probably needs to be changed out. He's in his first full year, but he's got, what was it, 8 games last year or whatever it was. But that hasn't gone great. So yeah, they're nowhere, and the quarterback class, as I understand it right now, doesn't look great.
No,
like, there's not even like a no, like, oh, you gotta, you know, there's not a lot of depth, but this guy, there's not even this guy.
No,
there's some guys that'll most definitely get overdrafted,
just like Bo Nix,
right.
That'll
never work.
Who's fine?
Right.
Quarterback 6.
Well, he is 36 years old. I mean, he did have that advantage of playing college football for 17 years.
He is interesting. It might just be the fit with the coach,
Yeah.
That was a pretty good opportunity for him going there as opposed to going, like, I don't know, I'll just throw a team out, Chicago.
Can we put them last in the or first in the reverse AFC power?
Man, that is pretty sad.
That kid looks lost in the waves right now. Like, just wow.
Scott Barrett said worst catchable deep pass rate of anybody since they started tracking. Like, second worst is Mac Jones, third is Zach Wilson. Like, on that kind of level.
Wow.
Or worse than those guys.
Yeah.
Damn. And his receivers are healthy. You know, it's not like
right.
Those guys went down or anything like that. They're all on the field. Swift is on the field. Very disappointed in Chicago last night. I liked that pick at +7. Didn't come close. 15.
Tennessee. They're benching Levis. To me, that means that's over. So they can get in line behind the Raiders here, looking for an answer at quarterback again in a year where the draft doesn't seem like a great idea. And so thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Terrible now. The future doesn't look great. I mean, I suppose they could, what? I don't know. Maybe they'll be the team that gives Sam Darnold $50 million a year or something if Minnesota doesn't. I don't know.
What would you do if you were Minnesota?
If McCarthy's healthy.
Which you would assume.
Sure. There was like some, you know, during the year here, post, there was like another procedure or something, and that could kind of alarm you. Not that the report on that was that alarming, but they also could be like, you know, low key playing it. Anyway, I would move on.
Really?
I think I would. Yeah, I mean, I drafted this guy. I've got a coach here who has a reputation for being able to work magic with quarterbacks. I've already kind of seen that in my own building firsthand. So what am I doing here? I got a guy on a rookie contract. I got to take advantage of that.
I would definitely not. That would get heated. Like, you just can't. You can't have this season and just dump it, I think. And the rookie is always a spec play. Like, you don't know what that is. Just Minnesota, too. Like, they've never won one, and it's exciting. It would be amazing, I think, if they didn't keep Darnold. It will be more expensive to keep him next year. This year is the dream, where you're not paying really anything. A lot of people would say it was a mistake. You know, that's what you're saying. That it would be if they were to sign him. But I just don't, man, it's not even that Vikings team from a couple years ago where it was such a fluke.
No, I know. They're good with him playing quarterback, and I know you don't want to spit in the face of that, but you're getting out of the dream line. Well, you don't know how good J.J. McCarthy is, so there's the uncertainty, of course, but you're getting out of the dream line, which is 4 years of you know, really cost-controlled quarterback play and going to the other extreme. Like, it's suddenly you fast-forwarded 4 years, and now you've got to commit the big contract, and boy, I would just be really reluctant to do it, despite the winning. We'll see. I mean, I don't know how it looks from here to the end. I mean, they could still win that division. So we'll see where they go in the playoffs and what they do in the playoffs. And I don't know, maybe they make a call based on how he looks against, you know, playoff teams.
I think they lose their leverage if they wait that long. I mean, unless they lose, then they don't.
Yeah.
We've spent more time. That's how interesting the bad teams in the AFC are. We're spending more time on the NFC North.
Sorry, they just played last night.
It's fine. No, Bears too. 14. Jacksonville.
Okay, sure.
13.
Cleveland.
Browns, yeah.
All right, yep.
12.
Patriots.
Jets.
Okay, fine.
Jets?
Fine, yes. This is a dream for me. Like, I didn't have to suggest the Browns or the Jets for spots here.
11 would be New England.
That has to be.
You can't, I think so.
Get to the next. There's like a tier break here. These are all the eliminated teams.
Yep.
That have gone so far here.
10. Colts. Man, this is not even interesting this time. It's just too straightforward so far. I think the bottom will be 2. 9. It's like this sometimes, though.
Dolphins.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. They lost to Houston, so last week I wanted Houston above the Dolphins, and they beat them, so that doesn't really work. 8.
Bengals.
Houston for me.
Houston.
Yeah. I still think the Bengals are pretty good.
It's a good thing they're not going to make the playoffs, then.
It is. I think it is. I think that's a big deal. I think the Chiefs would say the same thing.
Yep.
I think they're the team you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably don't have to worry.
Hopefully. What do you think? Tie break.
I was thinking that, where like the 5 seed, I think, is going to have a real nice time with Houston. Where Cincinnati, you don't want him in there. The five seed's going to be, cool, I'll go on the road. I don't care. Houston here.
All right. That works. It's more interesting this way, so I'm fine.
Houston, 8 for the third week in a row. 7. Little reverse AFC power rankings trivia mixed in.
Use that at your company party.
Yes. How many weeks in a row has Houston been 8?
Hang on.
It's actually 3.
I heard Herb talking about that earlier. He knows. Let's find him.
Herb?
I don't know why. I just got to Herb. Just seems like a
work party name
of someone at a work party.
It would be Herb?
Yeah.
Name tag?
Sure. Yeah.
Did you wear the name tag last week?
I
did.
I never even saw the name. No, I did not. I did not even see the, was that at the outside?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, in the lobby, not
yes.
Outdoors. I never got to the table where the check-in was, and so I didn't get a name tag.
You're so recognizable anyway. I don't think you needed one. 7.
I appreciate that.
Cincinnati?
Sure.
Chargers?
Seriously?
I will say Chargers.
I would rather play the Chargers than Cincinnati, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Chargers at 7. 6. Bengals. What a day for the Bengals.
Someone tell Joe Burrow. He'll be so excited.
5.
Broncos.
Steelers.
Broncos.
TJ Watt is like singularly the thing that it would make me nervous about the Steelers. It might not be enough to beat you, but it feels like the kind of thing. How does an inferior team with an offense that shouldn't be able to keep up with your offense beat you? That guy.
It's just not something that seems to ever undercut the Bills.
Right.
Though your great edge rusher never has a day against the Bills, you know?
Yep.
So it's not like he isn't good, and they have other good players there, but I don't know. Just it wouldn't be a thing I would really worry about. Maybe that would be wrong. We had it with Max Crosby. We've had it with other guys. You know, who was one? There's one of these recently. Well, Bosa didn't play.
Chop Robinson with Miami was on a heater
okay.
when they saw that.
Chris Jones.
Maybe. Just seems like whoever that guy is on the Bills' opponent, Detroit didn't have anybody left. They just have a quiet game. Allen is a lot to do with that, of course. But, yeah, good. One of the many good traits.
Well, Jared Verse might be who you're thinking
okay,
of.
Okay, yeah, he, that's right.
I even made the point in the week leading up to the game. Like, every Monday, Tuesday, there's all these cut-ups of him just wrecking people. And, yeah, Dawkins just put him down.
That is who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything in the game. 4, Pittsburgh.
Oh, right, sure, okay. I got confused. I forgot that Zach said Denver along with me.
3, Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Sure.
2,
Baltimore.
1, Bills.
Bills rule!
It's just really...
Have they been won since they beat KC? Is that it, the Bills?
At least 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So yes,
that,
I think.
That takes us back to there, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is. Well, I mean, that was kind of...
That was fast.
An easy trip.
Right.
Reverse power rankings on WGR powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Heard this morning, and we did some of this yesterday too. Scenarios where this, I guess, much like the power rankings, it kind of all just gets figured out soon. It's possible that here, if Kansas City beats Houston, Pittsburgh beats Baltimore, they're favored to lose. We're kind of, those two results, a Bills win, I suppose, we're all but done with the top seeds in the AFC. All the divisions would have been clinched. 3 already have been. So there's no competition there except for Steelers-Ravens. And again, that could be over this week with 2 weeks to go. You have 2 possible turns in the top 4, if the Chiefs, this scenario is the Chiefs win and they eventually clinch the 1 seed maybe next week, that wouldn't be over yet unless the Bills were to lose to New England. But Pittsburgh would pass Buffalo at 13-4 if they were both 13-4. So you could have competition for the two. Houston would pass Pittsburgh if they both finished 11-6. So I think probably at least. So that would be competition for the three. And I'm not even sure those matter that much, especially 3 and 4. I'm not even sure those matter so much. So it would be kind of an anticlimax if this is all kind of over by next week. What I heard Jeremy say was there are certain 4 or so results coming up that if they were to happen, the Bills would be locked in to the 2 before even playing the Jets.
Yep. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. I didn't have it all mapped out, but yeah, KC winning, beating Pittsburgh, them being out of your hair for the 2. I think that includes Baltimore beating Pittsburgh this week. And then I don't know, what I didn't have is if you got to worry about Baltimore catching you, because they have you head to head. But
that
anyway,
Baltimore can only do as well as 12-5, which I'm just realizing now how much I hate 12-5 as a football record. Yeah. But that's the best they can do, and the Bills have the 3 losses, so they'd have to lose 2 games here, which they should be able to avoid, I would think. So really, like, it's kind of, that's what we've already been talking about this for a few weeks. It's a question that fans call in with is, when are we going to start resting players? And I think yesterday we got a call about this. And, you know, we're not there yet, but it might be soon.
It could be as soon as the Jet game if everything goes right or wrong.
Yeah,
depending on how you want to look
at it. The Chiefs would.
Right.
You still want them to lose games so you can keep fighting for the one. Is that, I wanted to ask Ross Tucker this later. Kansas City getting the 1, if they were to, would you see that as kind of like the equalizer in the AFC playoff picture? Like the Bills are already the favorite, the betting favorite in the conference, but they're 2 games behind, which tells you everything about how people see the 2 teams. And that's with what we know about Kansas City's history. And it's still like, okay, there's enough of a difference here for the Bills to be slotted above the Chiefs in the odds. If Kansas City, you know, if the Bills were to get the 1 seed, there would be a big gap in that. Maybe the Chiefs getting it, which they haven't clinched yet, is kind of the equalizer in that formula. Makes it, what, closer to 50-50? What are the Bills' chances if they do it?
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
End up as the 2. We know how big of an advantage we've always said that is.
Yeah.
Now the Chiefs have an injured quarterback too. So, I mean, it wouldn't make it, I think this would be most Bills fans, if not most everybody, we already kind of maybe expecting this. It wouldn't really damage my level of confidence or optimism for Buffalo. Like, they're still better. But they will have to play an extra game if it comes to that. They will have to go there if it comes to that. And so makes it closer to which team would you rather be? You
know? Right,
I guess that ultimately is the question.
Yeah. It's hard to answer until you know for sure what kind of shape you're in. You know, like how much of a price does a wild card game take out of me? Last year, it was very costly. You know, if I can escape, you know, reasonably healthy, I don't hate going to really the 1. Yeah, I've said pretty casually a few times, the Chiefs look like a team that's going to lose their first playoff game, which, you know, does really discredit what they've accomplished here, winning the Super Bowl 2 years in a row and going on the road last year to do it and just being a team of the caliber that they are and the experience that they are. But this season, they look like a team that'll lose their first. They're going to get on the field with somebody half decent in the playoffs and play the kind of game they've been playing, and maybe it doesn't go their way. So I'm not even that. I know it's, you know, I guess I would still bet on having to go there and win, but I'm not obsessing about it because I think it's just as likely we get a scenario like we got, you know, a couple years ago, and the Bills were the team that had them on the ropes at home in the divisional round. I think somebody could get them at home.
I think if Mahomes were healthy and the Bills were playing there this week with there being stakes on both sides, like not any condition on who needs the game or whatever. If they were playing there this week, Mahomes healthy, I think the Bills are favored on the road. The Chargers were a 4-point underdog in Kansas City. The Browns were just a 4-point underdog against Kansas City. Like, I think the Bills would be favored there based on how the two teams have looked. Maybe it's a question for our first guest, Trista Crick, coming up next. We will talk Patriots with Mike Giardi coming up at 4. Ross Tucker joins us at 5. And then at 6, Paul Hamilton and the Sabres pregame show as they try to win one. How about that idea? Buffalo at Montreal tonight. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
It's impressive. Somebody had said something to me on Twitter, and I was like, he definitely should win, and he's been balling. I mean, obviously, it's no secret that Josh Allen is amazing, you know, as far as like seeing him game in and game out. He's making those plays. It's not new to me at all. He was saying it's not new to nobody in the league. I feel like it's just his respect kind of coming full circle. Finally getting that credit that he deserved. He's playing at a very high level. I feel like he deserves it. You know what I'm saying? The only person that you can kind of compete with is Lamar Jackson, who's playing a hell of the ball too. Yep. But damn, it could be some tough decisions towards the end of the year, whoever's making those decisions, because the boy's going crazy.
Look who it is. Stephon Diggs on with Kyle Brandt. I made a note today about Diggs, just how, among other things about this season that have been so much fun, and, you know, it's pretty relaxed with the Bills, is that we just have not had to, there's no burden to think about him or talk about him or Xavier Worthy or even Xavier Leggett, you know, another player that the Bills traded out and was drafted at wide receiver. Coleman's been enough. Really, McConkey is the guy in there that's maybe the best so far this year, but they're 11-3 and there is, like, Diggs got hurt. But it just seemed like so likely to me going into the season that we would just be like looking over our shoulders all year, or looking out the window and seeing Diggs over there, Worthy over here, and, oh, why didn't the Bills just do this instead? And it has just not been that at all.
Oh, you scored 30 points or more in a row, 8 games in a row, the second leading scoring team in the league. Like, the offense has not missed a beat, really. It might even be more potent than it was with all the variety that they've got. So, yeah, I mean, the way that when the year started, I agree. I thought we'd be all year. But the Bills have been good enough that even if Diggs were healthy and had 65 catches, I don't think I wouldn't be obsessing about it, I don't think, because what do we care the most about is the results here, and the results here have been fantastic.
With us now, the legend, round ball enthusiast, deck builder, credenza knower, Trista Crick, formerly of BetMGM tonight. What else should I put in? You're moving soon.
In fact, I am having someone come over today to buy a credenza, buy a used credenza from me.
Is it the credenza we know, what we've heard about, that you got from your neighbor?
No. It's a credenza I've had from maybe a decade. And I got it from CB2, which is like a cute little kind of, I don't know, it's mid-tier brand. Anyway, I've had it for a decade, and I'm selling it for $300. I think I paid $600, so $300 of renting it for 10 years. Pretty good, I'd say.
How many of these items do you have? Because these are not small pieces of furniture, and to be having, like, lugging around extra ones. I mean, are you just replacing this one with one that you recently acquired and refinished or something?
No, I'm just downsizing everything. I'm taking... getting rid of everything that I don't want to put in storage, because storage units are way more expensive than I thought. Way more. I thought it would be, you know, $50 a month. No. You want to get 10 by 15 storage unit? Oh, boy. It's going to be a couple hundred dollars a month, easily. So I'm getting rid of all the stuff that is taking up a lot of space that I can easily replace when I fully move into Portland. I am going to be on the West Coast full-time starting right before probably the beginning of January. So anything that I can get rid of now and not have to lug across the country,
right,
and I can replace easily, I'm going to sell.
Put that whatever that dollar amount would be into your equation there when it comes to what the value of this transaction is.
Exactly.
You know?
That's the thing, too. You have to just sell the things that you can easily buy used on, like, Facebook Marketplace. I'm a huge Facebook Marketplace girl. It's the only reason I still have Facebook at all.
Yeah, Bulldog just bought a guitar there, I think.
I used Facebook Marketplace to purchase a guitar that's in the room with us because I stopped on the way here and didn't want to leave it in the cold truck all afternoon. Well, I've never felt as old as I feel right now. You're telling me about a couple hundred bucks for a storage unit. My first apartment was a three-bedroom apartment. Utilities were not included, but total $300. Like, so $100 a piece was my first apartment.
Yeah, you sound like my mom.
You're paying double that to put stuff in a garage.
Yeah, she's like, back in my day, we used to just see a sign on the road and just be like, okay, I'll live here. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't work like that anymore, Mom. You need 40 times rent. You need referrals. You need all kinds of extra paperwork, cosigners, who knows.
Trista, it's been a while. Let's check in with you on this bill season, which, as we were just talking about, really couldn't be going much better.
Yeah, I think the thing that's really great about this season, you guys were kind of talking about right before I came on, is just that there's, like, no real drama or storylines. There's nobody that's upset. There's nothing that we're... I guess, like, the Haley Steinfeld, like, engagement's kind of the only major storyline that's come out, and everything's all good, you know? This team has found ways to win and have a productive offense without a top-tier wide receiver on the team. Like, there's nobody that you could say is like an A-list receiver. Everybody's stepping up and doing what they do. Ray Davis has been a nice surprise. James Cook's still doing the damn thing. And Josh Allen solidifying himself that he can put the whole team on his back and be the damn MVP. So he's now, like, I think, minus 700 to win the MVP, so I think it's probably dead. I think it's probably done in terms of betting on anybody else. A couple of big signature wins. Obviously, that win against the Lions last weekend in Detroit was kind of what put the cherry on top for him.
So where are you with them? Mike's right, it has been a while. I feel like the last time we talked to you, you still were like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it come playoff time sort of vibe. Have they won you over yet?
I mean, it's the same, guys. Like, we hate the Chiefs. We think they're not very good. We think maybe they're Fugazi this year. And that's just, like, not something I'm going to get pulled into, no matter how good the Bills look in the regular season. I'm just not getting pulled in. I just can't. I'm sorry. I really hope I'm wrong. I really do. And I hope this is the year where there's the breakthrough. And I really would love to see Bills-Lions Super Bowl. Just the... an amazing encapsulation of two fan bases that really deserve success, two fun offenses, right? That's what I want to see, and that's what I hope we see. I can't get there until I see it with my own two eyes. I never will. It's just like nothing will change my mind.
And no offense, but you won't be actually seeing them play with your own two eyes in person this year because you've kind of felt like maybe the jinx when it's come to the Bills. So I'm assuming you're not coming up since you're moving to, you know, the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that to you guys. I'm just not going to. Obviously when I come to a game and during playoffs you lose. So I'm gonna stay away.
Enough of that.
And that's my gift to Buffalo. That's my gift.
There it is.
Well, we'll miss you, but well done.
MVP, so I've had the door cracked open for Barkley if he can break the rushing record, and maybe Allen will have to falter, but last week didn't advance him in that, and Allen was spectacular again. And, you know, Jackson is right there. What do we think we all know about Lamar Jackson? Struggles against Pittsburgh. And so he's got an island game here on Saturday against Pittsburgh where he's putting up a better season than he did last year when he won. If that goes well, I mean, this isn't exactly a problem for Allen, but in terms of the perception of the voters, they've got three games left that they should almost definitely win. New England, Jets, Patriots, if they're even all meaningful, which you can't hold that against him if he gets pulled in the first quarter because they've clinched something. So it's really almost his, and the odds reflect that.
Yeah, and I think that for whatever reason, no matter how good Lamar has been this season, no matter how good Joe Burrow has been this season, I think voters, fans, the perception is that we don't really know what to make of the AFC North as a whole, and we don't know what teams we can really trust. And the fact that the Steelers have kind of come out of nowhere and been a success, and everybody's beating up on everybody there, and obviously Cincinnati having it down here as a whole, it just kind of feels like the magic that we saw with the Ravens last year, we don't really believe it this year. And no matter what they do, I don't think we're being fooled. And again, the Ravens are kind of in the same spot as the Bills in terms of, like, great regular season team, have a hard time really succeeding in the postseason to expectations. So I don't see a world where Lamar Jackson wins it. I just can't get there.
With Trista Crick here for a couple of more minutes, what about the NFC for you at this point? With Detroit losing to Buffalo, tons of injuries there. Minnesota catches them in the standings. It seems to me that the perception of the Lions has changed a lot in a week, or maybe a little bit more than that, with all their injuries again, and Montgomery now included, and just defensively they were, with these injuries being real, like not able at all to stop the Bills. Maybe the Vikings are getting more respect here too at the same time, and Philly's good. What about the NFC?
Yeah, you know, we talked about the Vikings pretty early in the season, right? I said don't sleep on them. And you look up, and all of a sudden, they're the quietest 12-2 team in all of the NFL. And that's going to be key. And Sam Darnold's been balling. They haven't had a ton of injuries. Aaron Jones has been doing an awesome job coming over from Green Bay. So, obviously, you've got a plethora of weapons there. And Kevin O'Connell running an offense that I think has been pretty impressive. And the defense has really been what has sort of kept them alive. 7 wins in a row now for the Vikings. So, yeah, I think that they're a dark horse. I think Philly probably, with all of the reinforcements that they brought in on the back end in the draft and free agency, you know, their pass defense is way, way better than it was last year. And they really don't need Jalen Hurts to be Superman in order for them to win games, as we've seen pretty much all year. Saquon has been elite. And I think if I had to give it to one of those three teams, I would probably say the Eagles. They sort of figured out a lot of their issues. But again, you talk about injuries and A.J. Brown. I think you kind of have to monitor that too.
Trista, any questions for us? We got Christmas coming up here. Then you're moving. It seems like maybe, I don't know, if you're easily stressed, but this is kind of a stressful time of year, especially if you're moving across the country.
I'm a little easily stressed. Do you guys have any stress-relieving Christmas holiday cheer advice?
Sure.
Like gingerbread
gummies.
Spiked apple cider. How's that for advice? Bam.
Well,
gummies and booze.
Nice.
I don't know that product actually exists, but I want to say I'd be a little surprised if it doesn't.
We answered your question with the speed of like the Family Feud with the two people up there hitting that buzzer. We could not have answered any faster.
Drugs. Alcohol.
Come on. What else? Give us a hard one.
What do you want? You meditation? Yoga? What do you want from me here? No. Get online, order a box of stuff. I don't know what to tell you.
I guess I had to know my audience when I asked that question.
I invited Trista to come to Foxborough. I've got a few people meeting there for the Week 18 Bills game. And she's like, I'm moving that weekend. The moves are coming over. I'm like, oh, great. You got help. You can come.
I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. I got to make sure that I don't get fined for breaking things.
Bring the trucks. Just have the movers come and wait.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to New England for the weekend.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya. At least you don't have that credenza to load into the truck. All right, well, congrats on that.
Exactly.
And everything else. Happy holidays, Trista.
Happy holidays. Hope to talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Trista Crick on the West Her Hotline. 4 o'clock today, Mike Giardi on the Patriots, and Ross Tucker at 5. The Sabres are looking for their first win in 11 games tonight in Montreal, pregame at 6 with Paul. 803-0550 for your calls. Want to comment on something we discussed with her or the power rankings from earlier? That's great. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. Thinking about one comment Trista Crick made about Minnesota, like Minnesota is quietly 12-2. Kind of thought, is anything Minnesota ever does necessarily going to be done quietly? But no, like the Moss team with Randall Cunningham that was so good, that's 98, a long time ago, 15-1.
Yeah.
An actual football record.
Yeah.
When men were men.
Yeah.
That team was a show. Like, that was not an under the radar team, but
right.
There's something about, like, are the twins ever noisy when they do anything, or is they could win 95 games and it's like, oh, really?
Yeah.
It's very quiet.
Yeah.
The Wild. I'm not even sure what they've done, the Minnesota. They're named Wild, but there's nothing wild about it, ever.
No,
it's always just sort of like, oh, yeah, Minnesota.
The Minnesota Tame would have been a weird name.
Right.
But maybe it would be more appropriate. The Timberwolves. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at this time of the year, everything's quiet there because of the snow. Like, the snow buffers all the sound, so it's quiet. You know, it's, but I don't know about the Twins. That doesn't really hold water for them because, you know, they play in the spring and summer. But, no, I don't think the The Vikings, they have more than the Steelers, but I think I'm predisposed to just not thinking it's really going to last. And this can be, it can be a lot of things. It can be what you thought of the team going into the year that is still there. Like, you know where you started out. Like, I don't know if that's going to work. They started out hot. That probably won't last. This is me. I'm just, you know, admitting. And here we are. Like, I haven't thought about them a lot. And it is kind of surprising to me that they're 12-2, tied for the best record in the NFC. And it's Darnold. Like, I'm waiting for that to turn into a pumpkin. And I kind of was like that when Geno Smith sort of reestablished himself in Seattle. Like, this isn't going to really work, right? Everyone, come on. And it has. I mean, they're not great. They're not 12-2, and they weren't like that. So Darnold's even doing better than that. But I'm still, even watching him last night, I just sort of feel like, I don't know, man. You're going to get on the field in the playoffs, and I just feel like you're gonna get it. Like, pass rushers are going to get to you, and you are going to throw the ball places you shouldn't be throwing it, and you're doomed. It's part of the reason I was so quick to answer they shouldn't sign him. Because I'm waiting for him to revert to some other form. And that other form was probably very poorly coached and not given time to develop. And now he's got good coaching, and maybe he's just good now, but I'm sort of hung up on, nah, he's going to turn into a pumpkin.
How about this scenario? AFC Championship, Bills-Ravens. NFC Championship, Vikings-Bucks. Five quarterbacks in that first round in 2018, there are four of them. Right. Mayfield versus Darnold, Allen versus Jackson. We can get Rosen to flip a coin in one of these games.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Like, those are the five. That'd be pretty great. I'd take that right now. Who wouldn't?
Absolutely, I would.
Games here.
Games here, and I like my chances against whoever wins that NFC game.
Yeah, the AFC Championship winner would be favored,
yeah,
I think, for sure, right? Certainly against Tampa.
I think so.
That could be a first-round game, Minnesota and Tampa Bay, 5-4, 6-3. The Vikings are probably no worse than the 5 now. Well, the Green Bay is in there. They could still flip. They play each other next week.
Two games apart at this point, so yeah, there's still time.
That could be a first-round game. They moved Atlanta at Washington into Sunday night next week, bumping
Browns,
Miami,
Dolphins,
Cleveland.
Yeah.
And that also could be a first-round meeting, but Atlanta has to make a move here as they're behind the Bucs. They do have a tiebreaker over Tampa, having beaten them twice. How did that happen? Tampa looks so good. Mike Giardi coming up next to talk Patriots. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.